What is going on, crafters? Welcome back to another episode of Dig Straight Down with me, your host, Rebel JC. If this is your first time tuning into the show, I want to welcome you here. This is a podcast all about Minecraft updates. Whether those are updates that are actually coming to the game or they're updates that we're just making up on our own just for fun, either way, if either of those things are interesting to you at all, you are in the right place. We are going to start off this episode, as usual, with the Q&A segment. This is a segment in which I turn the spotlight on you guys, the listeners. A few episodes ago, I asked you guys a question, and that question was, what's another ancient mob that we could find using archaeology? I say another ancient mob because we, of course, have the Sniffer, now a community favorite mob in Minecraft. It's very iconic. It's very well designed, a great addition to the game, in my opinion, even though I did not vote for it. But this is a mob that we get access to through the archaeology system. We can find the eggs and then put the eggs down on a moss block or any other block anyway. The moss block actually makes it hatch faster. And of course, it hatches into a baby Sniffer, also known as a Snifflet. I don't know how many people know that, but that's what it's technically called. So I wanted to see what you guys had to say about maybe another ancient mob that could come to the game through archaeology. Oliver says, a fossilized dinosaur that attempts to murder you, and you find it at the bottom of desert pyramids. Fossilized dinosaur would be really cool. Knucklehead says, another type of dragon, a more classic fire dragon that could be a pet. This might be too fantasy for Minecraft, though, and it could just be a boss fight. Interesting, I do think that Notch actually intended for there to be a friendly dragon at one point, but it never made it to the game. Leo says, an ancient type of cat. I think this would be good because cats are underused. It could be called a sphinx and scare all the zombies in the area. Torben says, the crystal sentinel. We could use archaeology to find a crystal diadem that allows us to enter an amethyst forest, where the crystal golem workers and soldiers wander about defending their treasure. Ooh, that sounds like a whole update in and of itself. Very cool. Kraken says, a mechanical golem sounds interesting to me. Whenever you're doing archaeology, you have a chance to get a copper gear and make a golem that does 2 times the damage that an iron golem has. Energy Turtle says, an ancient turtle. Very on theme. You can find its egg in ocean ruins and near beaches. It will lead you to structures you haven't visited in your world. Very interesting idea there. I actually like the idea of the game keeping track of where you haven't been. And maybe there being something in there that says, hey, maybe you should go look around this corner. I like that. James J says, some brilliant new insect-themed creature could be modeled after an ant or centipede upscaled. Ooh, that would be really, really scary. And finally, John Marshmallow says, the raptor, it would be a rare, hostile dinosaur mob that spawns from eggs like the Sniffer. Unfortunately for the Sniffer, though, it eats Sniffer eggs. If you feed it enough, it would be mountable. Ooh, that's a cool idea. A rideable mob that you have to feed Sniffer eggs to tame. And Sniffer eggs are not easy to find, so that would be quite a challenge. Very cool idea. Well, thank you so much, guys, for these ideas. If you would like yours read out in a future episode, go to this episode on Spotify and interact with the Q&A post there. Or you can go to the Discord. The invitation link is in the show notes of this episode. I have a whole channel dedicated to the Q&A segment. And guys, I hope to see you there. Speaking of the Discord, it's a great place to go and chat with other listeners of the show, about Minecraft, and maybe even about the One Block Challenge. That's a weekly challenge that I do here on the show where I give you guys a theme and challenge you to create your own block for Minecraft around that theme. This past week has been about metal blocks, or blocks that have something to do with metal. And I have the winners here. If you were not able to send me your idea, or if you are not one of the three winning ideas in this episode, don't worry. You can go ahead and get a head start on next week's theme and next week's challenge, and I will announce the theme here in just a little while. But first, let's start with the winners of this week's challenge, and let's start here with third place. Third place goes to Ryan Darkstormer, and they write, "Dear Rebel JC, I was just thinking about the one block challenge and thought of the drill. This would be crafted using three iron ingots in a pyramid shape on the top of a crafting table. Directly under that would be one diamond, two redstone, and a slime ball. The drill can be activated if a player attaches the drill to the front of a minecart and hops in it. You wouldn't need tracks because the drill's power pulls the minecart forward. It could drill through a 2x2 wall. After a little while, it would wear down and become unusable until you replace the diamond by combining the broken drill with the diamond on an anvil. Please tell me what you think. Ryan Darkstormer died after driving his minecart off a cliff." I like this idea because it makes the minecarts better for actual mining. I think that that's what they were intended to be in the first place. They were to be a something to help you with mining, and that's just really not the case for most people. Most people just do mining manually, you know, not using a minecart system to transport things around. But this would actually make it so that minecarts would be something that you would want to use for that. It's a repetitive task, so kind of automating it a little bit like this would be really good. Obviously, this doesn't last forever. It wears down, becomes unusable. You have to pay a diamond to get it back. I might even make that more expensive to balance it out. And maybe even, maybe make the drill even more expensive. And not just the one diamond, but maybe even needing a netherite ingot, perhaps. I don't know, but I just feel like that it's quite powerful, but not so powerful that it definitely needs to be nerfed. It just might need to be a little bit more expensive than how it is here, but I do like the idea. Thank you so much for it, Ryan, and congratulations on coming in third place. In second place, we have Swifty of Minecraft, and they write, "Hi, Rebel JC, I listen to your podcast." Well, thank you so much. And I have an idea for the one block challenge metal theme. My idea is for a block called the magnet. It looks a bit like the lodestone, and it is crafted with a redstone block in the middle of the crafting table and whatever ore you want it to point to on top, then surrounded by iron. Place the block and the side pointing to the item you crafted it with will glow a lighter shade the closer you get. Thanks, Swifty of Minecraft." Okay, this is an interesting idea here. Okay, so I'm guessing this is a block you place, and then it sort of points to whatever ore you crafted it with. I like this for many, many reasons. Obviously, this would be really good for mining, and it wouldn't be too overpowered because you have to have multiple of these magnets to sense the different kinds of ores you're going after. Also, this would be a really interesting decorative block because I'm imagining this would be, you could actually kind of interact with it and change the way it looks in the game. It's dynamic, it changes. And so you could have this interesting visual effect so that maybe you have one that senses iron in a certain radius and you have pistons pushing in iron in and outside of that radius in different positions, and it changes the way the block looks, and so you could get a cool decorative sort of look out of it. I think that sounds really, really cool. It has a practical use and has a fun, dynamic visual use to it. So I like this idea a lot. Thank you so much, Swifty, and congratulations on coming in second place. All right, guys, for first place, we have RamRebel798, and they write, "Hey, Rebel, my idea is a shrapnel TNT block. It would be crafted like normal TNT, but the center gunpowder could be replaced with either a copper ingot, which does 5 hearts of damage, an iron ingot, which does 6 hearts of damage, a gold ingot, which does 7 hearts of damage, diamond, which does 8 hearts, or netherite, which does 10 hearts of damage. It would explode when ignited, and it would have a blast radius of 15 blocks. Hope you like this idea. See you at Bedrock, Ram Rebel." I like this idea a lot. It's a really cool, the idea here is that, you know, the TNT explodes, it breaks apart whatever ore you put into it, and it's like a grenade. It just scattershots everything around it. This would be really, really useful for PvP, obviously, but I wonder if this would make TNT more powerful against blocks. If that's the case, then this would be really, really good for mining or for clearing out areas and terrain. Essentially, what you would have here is TNT that can be dialed up or dialed down in how much damage it deals, one, to entities, but possibly also to blocks. And I feel like there's so many uses for that in the game that it would be such a versatile thing. TNT already, and any other explosive, is already very versatile. This would be even more so. I like this idea so much. Honestly, something like this should come to the game, a way to sort of customize how much damage your TNT can deal, maybe different kinds of TNT that you can craft. And this one would be one of those that I would like to see come to Minecraft. So thank you so much, Ram Rebel, for this idea. Congratulations on coming in first place. Well, guys, for next week's One Block Challenge, the theme is replacing. So a block that has something to do with replacing. I'm going to leave all of that up to you guys. What is it replacing? Does it replace anything? Does it prevent something from being replaced? I want to see you guys have fun with this theme. Well, that will bring us to the end of this episode. Send me your ideas and questions and comments to digstraightdowncast@gmail.com. The music featured on this podcast was created by Miles Roxalot, and I have been your host, Rebel JC. Until next episode, keep digging straight down. I'll see you at Bedrock.